Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Entertainment Man Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Miller with Podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. Today, first of all, I am coming back home today. I am currently away on holidays for 5 days. I am actually returning today. So after today, things are going to be a little bit back to normal. There's going to be a bit of, you know, there will be some time where I won't be available, but that's okay. That is okay. We'll figure it out one way or another. So today, I'm going to talk about sometimes you have to slow down. Now, this is very important. I know my cousin told me this. Yeah, Chris, you need to slow down sometimes. And my moderators, my fans have told me, Chris, slow down with the work. You need a break. You need to rest and relax. Yeah, that's true. It is true. I need to really, you know, relax, take some personal time to myself, especially because, you know, like, there's only 24 hours in a day, and I need to do at least once a week off, like a Sunday or something. So that is probably the best way to do it, and I'm going to be taking this Sunday off, Saturday and Sunday off, because I won't be around. I got a lot of family stuff going on the weekend, and being Mother's Day, so I'll be taking some time off. And I'm talking about this in past tense, sorry. I took some time off last weekend because it was Mother's Day. That's what I meant to say, because, you know, I am actually away, or I'm going to be coming back today at some point. But I mean, last weekend I took some time off to myself, and you know, it's important to, we need to slow down and say, you know, just stop working on things. You know, I haven't taken much time off, probably in a couple months. I haven't taken a break, and now I've been taking a lot more breaks now because Power Rangers podcast is done. You know, I haven't had that responsibility to work on another season, and it's been pretty quiet around here. We haven't recorded much, Larry and I. I've been doing all my own stuff. I've been working on little stuff here and there. And come June, I'm going to be starting to work on Corner Gas podcast. That's going to be featuring myself and Bob Lament. I'm going to be doing that audio only on the CBW show. So looking forward to it. It's a little bit of a different aspect, because the CBW show is currently only audio only at this moment. But, you know, I do too much at once. I do way too much all at once. You know, I have two podcasts, a website, a team of four. Brooke, who's actually interning with us for a bit. Kelsey's best friend, she's kind of switching over jobs in the next year. So she's taking, you know, her extra time to learn what we do here at Crispy on the Web Media. So it's always good to have an extra helping hand, especially in Discord when it gets a little chaotic and mess. Not messy, but, you know, gets chaotic on the Discord with the spammers and the trolls and all that. You know, we need an extra help banning people, which is really good. And, you know, also Kelsey, Larry, and myself, plus a blog, maintaining the website too, crispyontheweb.com, making sure everything's up to date. You know, it's just so much work, and I just don't seem to stop working on things whatsoever. But, you know, I haven't even taken a weekend off in a long time, and, you know, last weekend was a testament to that. I was taking more time off. I was not doing anything with Crispy on the Web. I just played a lot of video games and, you know, spending time with the family, and obviously, because it's my last weekend here, because I'm going to be away when this is going up on the Sunday. I'm going to be either at the airport in back, or I'll be in the air on our way back into Ontario and homebound by then. But, you know, I should really slow down and smell the coffee. Well, coffee, so to speak. I don't know if that's the right term to use for that, really. It isn't the right term to use, I don't think. But I mean, I need just to slow down, you know, enjoy some time outside, especially, even though I'm not even a coffee drinker, technically. I only drink ice caps once in a while, once in a blue moon. I've tried some of Tim Hortons' new stuff on there. I'm not sponsored by Tim Hortons, sorry to say, but maybe they should sponsor me. I'm kidding. But what I mean is I need to slow down what I'm doing. I need to limit how much work I do per day. And the time, too. It's just the timing. Like, do I start early in the morning? Or do I start, like, in the early afternoon for, like, 4, 5, 6 hours and then stop for the day, you know? I don't know. But a lot of people tell me I'm a very dedicated person. And I am. I'm a very dedicated person when it comes to, you know, making sure everything is done. Everything is on schedule. And everything goes out on time. Like I have scheduled on my board here, because I have a board or whiteboard next to me here, which is probably like right about here where my hand is. For those on YouTube, you can see my hand. But, you know, I have a schedule, has everything laid out for the week, you know, from Sunday through Saturday. Everything is scheduled up. You know, I go through it day to day, and I know what is expected to be done and when it's going to be done. So that does help to have that on the board. It does. It really, really, really does help me in the long run to getting the content schedule done each and every day and what needs to be done next. But, you know, unless you clone yourself, then you can do both. But there's no such thing as a cloning machine. Not yet. At least not yet. But you gotta remember, slow down and do one thing at a time. So, for example, finishing up recording any podcast I need to record before I'm going away, because I am pre-recording this. Obviously, you probably kind of figured out in the present tense I'm actually using right now on the podcast that's going to be going out in a week. So, like a week from the last Sunday, for those watching this on Sunday, you know what I mean. You know, you guys know what I mean. But anyways, you know, remember the episode I did about priorities? I do not remember what episode that was particularly. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was an episode knowing your limits. I couldn't remember. What episode was that? That's a good question. What episode was that? It was episode... My chair keeps falling down. My chair is just not in the best of shape anymore. Well, it's over a year old, so... But I mean, still, it should be lasting forever. The cylinder might need to be replaced again. Or not again, but needs to be replaced. I love this chair. It's comfortable. It's a very comfortable chair for longevity of recording podcasts, especially that when you're going away, it's important. Knowing, what was it called? Knowing your limits? Is that the one? Knowing your limits. I don't remember if I did one, though. Knowing your limits. Just give me a second here, guys. I thought that was this year. I'm pretty sure. Live interview with Rena. Knowing your boundaries? That could have been it. Maybe that was it. Maybe it was knowing your boundaries. Perhaps. I've done a couple episodes of knowing your boundaries. I think it was boundaries. Oh, no. There was one, knowing your limits. That was kind of like a prelude. Actually, it wouldn't matter. That's my stuff I'm playing in the background. I apologize. But it was like a prelude to doing the one about boundaries. So that was like a prelude to the boundary episode. And boundaries turned into another one as well. So, you know, yeah. But I did one on priorities. And then I know knowing your limits. And I did one on boundaries as well. Like, I did a lot of those. I've done a lot of those. I've kind of refocused back on it once in a while. If I something new that comes to my mind that I want to talk about, I'll just do another episode. And another episode. And until, you know, I've run out of ideas. But I think for... knowing your boundaries and you're knowing your limits, I think I am at a standstill for that. But, you know, you never know with me. You know, I always come up with something. But priorities are very important. And getting organized, that was another episode I did previously. Organizing yourself and making sure, you know, you're doing the most important thing first. And then the next important thing and the next important thing and so forth, right? That's the way to do it. And I'll say this again. Once you complete it, what is most important? You go to the next one. And I realized this with Power Rangers Podcast, which is now... no more. It is off air now. It has been for almost a month now? Almost a month and a half now. That's pretty crazy to think. But, you know, that was a bit of a pain in my side, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing those episodes. I really enjoyed, you know, recording those. But, you know, I've gotten through all the issues. There was a lot of issues with that podcast. There was a lot of unorganized things going on with the podcast that we need to address before we do another series on the CW Love Show, especially. It's Organization is important. It is. It's utmost importance to be organized when you're doing, you're covering a series. So it is very, very, very important. So you need to slow down and take one thing at a time. Like I said, one thing at a time. You know, you can't jump around on different things all at once. You know, you're going to send an email to somebody, which I got to send an email out for a interview I'm going to be on in June. I will talk more about that when it comes. It'll be a pre-record and it'll be probably, it most likely will be audio only. I'm pretty sure of that. But, you know, I guess, like, you got to jump. You can't jump, you know, from the blog to a podcast, to sending out an email to somebody. You know, you have to prioritize what needs to be done first. And my priority when I get back down here after I'm spending down with my mom is to send that email and make sure it is out and sent. I kind of started writing it yesterday night. I kind of wrote half one part of it, and then the other part of the night I wrote the other half, but I'm not done yet. It's I gotta send it, so I gotta finish it up and send it. But you know, cannot be jumping about on notes on my computer and, you know, preparing all these ideas. I took a week to work on it actually, but you gotta complete one thing at a time. It is very, it's very hard to be doing 100 different things all at once, and you just get overwhelmed, you get stressed, you know, you get anxious. For me, for example, I have an anxiety now. That would probably trigger my anxiety, even though I'm on medication for it now. You know, it's just, you gotta take one thing at a time. This is why I'm telling you guys this story, is you just have to slow down, take one thing at a time. And honestly, I had a bad habit of jumping around on things, you know, working on things here in the studio, you know, so I need to slow the heck down when it comes to jumping around on things. That's a bad habit, and that's a habit that you need to, you know, get better. And, you know, I need to work on this, and maybe I will use, and I'll use Optimal app for that, and not jumping around on things, and start tracking myself with the habit, and making sure I'm taking one thing at a time. And I'm getting better, though. I admit, I am getting a lot better with, you know, tracking my habits, making sure I'm on track with it all. You know, I'm really, really, you know, improving, but taking it one day at a time. That's the only way, the way that you can do it, is just take it one day at a time. Just keep working at it, and just don't give up until, you know, until you succeed, and you are tracking your habits, and, you know, you're not just tracking your habits, but, you know, you're taking one thing at a time. You're slowing down and using the tools that you have. And reminder on the tools I mentioned before in the past, you know, you have your sticky notes. For those on YouTube, this is my sticky notes. They're lines, and they're post-its, actually. They're post-it notes. And I use sticky notes on my computer. I use my calendar, which is on the other big desk there. You know, I use a lot of different tools. I use my cell phone, my iPhone. I always use it. And yes, I have no Margins Media on there. Sorry. Small, shameless plug. No Margins Media sticker. Big shout out to Nigel Sensei, who was on the podcast later or earlier in the year. I appreciate sending me the stickers. So thank you very much for that. But, you know, you, this whole different tool. You have, like I said, you have your phone, you got your sticky notepad, you got your pens and pencils ready. I got three. Don't ask me why I have three in my desk. I don't know. I have no clue why I have three, two pens and one pencil on my desk. I don't know. I don't know how it got there. Larry might have put it on there when he was signing something or another with the notes, and he just left it on there. So, but at least we have a backup. That's what's good. You have a backup pen in case one falls apart. But I like, when other thing I like to do is I always stock up on a lot of sticky notes, because I use them. I use them all the time. All the time I use them. So I have them all over my screens, actually. One in front of me here has, like, you know, a reminder when I have another podcast or on. Do you listen to your own show? You know, I have my Amazing Race picks. I have my Survivor 46 picks. Things to get list, which I still got to do a little Amazon shopping in June, because I need to pick up or order some more ink for the printer. That usually gives me a couple months at a time, but it is that time to order through Amazon some more. And it's cheaper, actually, on Amazon. And again, not sponsored by Amazon. Sorry to say, Amazon does not sponsor us. they kind of do support or the shows, the CBW show and this podcast, Entertainment Man Podcast. Big thank you to Amazon Music for supporting us and allowing us to be on the platform as well. So, you know, no matter what you do with, no matter what method you use, you know, it just do what works for you. That's the way I think of it. Do what works for you. And by the way, there's one more other sticky notes that has actually all the list of what episodes are coming up with what, like which disclaimers. That's the other one, if you're wondering. There was actually five. There was six until the Big Brother Canada finale. But, you know, no matter what which method you work with, just use whatever works the best for you. And it just, you know, if one thing doesn't work, try another one, you know, or switch it up or change up your strategy behind it. That's the only way I can think of it. It's just, you know, try to change up the strategy behind the episode, or behind your work, getting organized. And organization is probably number one key to, you know, slowing down and figuring things out and getting organized. You know, you have to first come up with a strategy to make sure that it works for you. It's gonna get you a little further on your workload too. That is the one thing that I can say, is just take a minute, take a couple, like a half hour, and figure it out, write it on paper. And again, that's why I have, I don't think it's here right now, it's probably on the top, but I have a block book, like a folder with lined paper. I use that also, and I'll write down, okay, this is what I need to do between then and this, and then this is next, and so forth, right? So I use that a lot, and I kind of come up with a strategy, a plan, not a strategy, but more like a plan on what needs to be done first, and then what's next. And I can proudly say I've completed everything I needed to do with the recording. So now, actually, last weekend I got to start working on the when I had time. I got time to work on the CBLW show a little bit when I had time, and the 2 days before I left for my trip. But you know, that's the next step. I can start working on those moving forward after I get back, which is today. But either way, I hope this helps you guys out. I know it was a little confusing and whatnot, and hopefully you guys understand where I'm coming from with this. And just want to remind you, I have really shown a lot of growth as an individual, as a founder and CEO, and you know, having such a great COO and, you know, executive producer and an intern that really wants to help out and help me become a success in everything I do here at Crispy on the Web Media. So big thank you to my team for, you know, being there and always supporting me and helping me out when I'm down in the dumps. And I haven't been that down on myself. I just been busy. And you know, that this episode does open a lot of my mind on everything I was talking about today. I was really, really focused and laser focused to getting out there how I deal with things. And I know I've emphasized a lot of different episodes there that we've done in the past. So I may, if I remember, I'm going to put a reminder to remind myself to put the links to those episodes up into the description box below, so that way you guys can go back and listen to those old episodes as well as this one after you're done with this podcast. But hope you guys enjoyed this. And if you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe or follow wherever you're listening or watching the podcast. Reach out to me. You know, send me an email, entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com. Got an idea? Leave me, send me an email. Or what's the other word I'm thinking of? Or leave a comment on YouTube if you have any ideas or suggestions or topic you want me to cover. I am more than happy to do that for you guys. And I need to do an episode on YouTube Shorts, how it really does help grow you on YouTube. And I'm going to do an episode. I'm going to put it on my list to remind me when I'm working on those episodes again. Anyways, also, if you're please do follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, Twitter at KX, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys on next Sunday for another episode of Entertainment Podcast. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.